News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The public is urged to remain vigilant as nesting season begins due to the presence of highly aggressive seagulls. And Colin Moore, who is Rentokil's regional technical manager, joins us. A lot of people, you know, I know the gulls are protected, etc., Colin, but a lot of people do think seagulls are a scourge, particularly if they're up on the roof of your house, you know, cawing away, making loads of noise, all that kind of stuff. What can people realistically do if they are kind of, I suppose, inundated with seagulls around their home at the moment?
And this is the thing. That's when it becomes very quite late. Because they're a protected species, as in all birds are in Ireland, it's about the preventative measures that you take beforehand. They're very adaptable. So, you know, they take our rooftops as, you know, a cliff or if you're looking at a common gull, a ground. But, you know, you can proof out birds. That's probably the best thing. But one of the challenges you have with birds is you can get different types of levels of pressure. So it's like if I tried to get you out of your house, you'd resist quite vehemently. So if you're in the same way, if we're trying to amend the bird's nesting area that they go back to annually, by the way, they will resist. So, you know, putting down these bird spikes, as they call them, they're just spikes that make it very uncomfortable for them to, doesn't damage or harm the birds, but makes it very inhospitable for them to nest. But if they're nesting in that region, they just rip them out, and sometimes they'll nest in behind them.
Okay.
So the best way is really to nest the roof. So you literally erect poles and stanchions, and you will erect a nest, which they can't get through.
Okay.
They can't land on. They feel very uncomfortable.
Forgive my ignorance. Seagulls, are they protected all year round or most particularly during nesting season? Is there a difference?
Every bird in Ireland is, and in the EU, are protected by law.
Every bird?
So every single bird, yeah, under the Birds Directive, yeah. So we can, it's the last-ditch effort when they become very, very aggressive that you would apply for a license to take a bird or to take eggs or nests. But it's
so if you had one on your roof and it was dive bombing your children in the back garden kind of thing, that's the kind of scenario we're talking about?
Yes, you can. As if they're a public health risk and somebody can get hurt, absolutely.
Okay. Some people talk about these decoy birds of prey. In your experience, Colm, are they any... Oh, I believe we have just lost, Colm. I think that was
a seagull.
Big seagull has intervened.
Landed on the line.
apparently, anyway... There is such a thing as a fake bird of prey, like a giant hawk or eagle or something you can stick on your roof, and they don't like that.
Yeah.
It's a faker baker. It's not real, but...
Yeah, worth considering.
Anyway, look, if you are persecuted by seagulls, do let us know this morning. As we say, Big Seagull unfortunately took out Colin Moore there from Rentokil. But thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.